Aniara presents Her Final Moment by L.B. Velez. Prologue. She had always pictured her death differently, dignified, as an elderly woman who rests her head with its practical short-cropped hair on a pure white pillow at night and simply doesn't wake up the next morning. Or at least painless, like her alcoholic father, who during his final days in hospice had experienced the best high of his life under morphine, no longer burdened by the banalities of reality, his careworn wife, his self-destructive daughter, his foreclosed possessions. Instead, she could feel adrenaline surging through her body with such force that her heartbeat pounded in her ears. Her arms moved of their own accord, as if climbing an invisible ladder, even though her mind knew she had no chance of breaking free from the bonds that held her captive. The moon, hovering large and pale above the water, seemed to mock her pitiful struggle for survival. She would have liked to scream, cry, howl, but the thought of opening her mouth and wasting her last breath on an unheard protest kept her silent. Her lungs burned like fire, and her limbs grew heavy. She felt as if she was floating, and despair and mortal fear gave way to a profound calm. Where panic had just raged, a wonderful, welcome indifference spread. "So this is the end," she noted dispassionately. And finally, the images she had feared all along appeared before her mind's eye. Repressed memories that she had kept locked away in a dark dungeon for years, hoping never to revisit them. Scenes from her useless existence that left no doubt about her failure. "What a terrible movie," she thought. And before she could close her eyelids forever, a flash as bright as day pierced through the darkness. Chapter 1. Who the hell hangs something like that on their wall? The subject of this remark was the larger-than-life photograph that greeted gallery visitors right at the entrance. At first glance, the portrait appeared to be double exposed, but upon closer inspection, Paulina realized that this effect was due to a plastic sheet covering the young woman's face. A discreet red dot placed beside it informed her that this work had already found a buyer. "Investment bankers with too much money trying to prove how cultured they are," she said in answer to her young colleague's question. "Let them waste their cash on starving artists. At least the pictures will bring a bit of life into their luxury apartments." Max grimaced. "This shit doesn't look particularly lively, though." Paulina had to agree with him. As a cameraman, Max was still a novice. But the 9 semesters he had previously wasted as a student at the Berlin University of the Arts had left their mark. In his mid-twenties, he was already as disillusioned with Berlin's art scene as she was when she was in her mid-thirties. "I'll go ahead and get some cutaway shots," he said, and Paulina held out her open notebook so he could adjust the colour balance. This was their third shoot together this month, and they were already a well-oiled team. "Artworks, visitors, canapes, a few nice wide shots. Anything else you need?" She shook her head. "Just make sure you capture enough details. When it gets busier later, we'll grab a few sound bites." "Got it, boss." As Max disappeared into the depths of the dimly lit room with his camera and tripod, Paulina turned to the other portraits hanging on the unadorned concrete walls. She had visited so many photo exhibitions in the last few months that she could hardly remember any of them. On every wall there were the same staged snapshots of pretentious self-promoters celebrating themselves as Berlin's bohemians, the same soulless nudes that no longer shocked anyone, the same Instagram aesthetics, which suggested modernity yet they only ever copied themselves. But the images here were different. They were original, technically brilliant and somehow disturbing. That was the first thing that came to mind as she looked into the faces of the models. Something about these photos wasn't right. She couldn't put her finger on what it was, but it made her uneasy. Shaking her head, she grabbed a glass of red wine from the buffet.